Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, on location here at St. Francis de Sales Parish in Newark, Ohio. And with me is the beloved pastor of St. Francis, Father Dave Sizemore. Welcome, Father.
It's good to be here. Thanks.
Great to have you. Although on these on-location recordings, it's awkward for me to say welcome, but you know, it is what it
welcome.
Is.
Welcome.
Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Mm-hmm. Lord God, we give you thanks for the gift of the priesthood to the church and the gift of Father Sizemore's priesthood. We ask that you bless all priests and also bless your church with a great increase in vocations to the priesthood. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, as we begin our interview, I was wondering if maybe you could share a little bit about how you came to know the Lord. I guess before that, I should say that, and as I mentioned to you earlier, is you are kind of a historic figure in that you are the first repeat guest on Conversations on Discipleship.
Whoa.
So
this is a great honor.
So maybe you could tell us about how you've come to know the Lord.
I grew up in a Catholic family in the sense that my mother was Catholic and also very active in the local parish, outreach to the poor, prayer groups, Bible studies. You know, she was just very active in growing her faith. I have three older sisters, and we were all, you know, when we were teens, forced to go to Mass. But my dad was the one who was very different. He was agnostic, and a man, I would say, very much of, you know, what we as Christians understand, virtue and integrity, but not a man that was interested in finding out if there was a God or not. In fact, he really even could not, as members of the family, try to evangelize my dad. He just wouldn't engage in conversations about God because he just didn't know if he existed or not and didn't pursue that. So it was really kind of interesting upbringing was to grow up with a mom who was not just Catholic in name, but really loved the Lord and had that personal relationship with Christ in a time like in the late 70s and early 80s when most Catholics were not using that language. You know, my mom was living that and giving us that example and giving us opportunities for those types of encounters. But then I had my dad who wouldn't even speak about God in the house.
Of course, obviously, you discerned your vocation at some point, and I think in the last conversations we had that there was some high school experiences that
there was that, yeah, very good memory. So I kind of went wayward for a while, followed the path more of my father in my early teenage years until I was about 16, and then I had one of those Jesus encounters. Where he became very real to me, a God experience, a personal encounter with Christ. And it took place at Sacred Heart Church, where I know that you've spent some time in Columbus. It was during the summer of my 16th year, and it was during what I think we would call a healing mass. Father DeGrantis, I don't know if you remember that name, but he was a priest that had the gifts of healing, and not in like a weird way. He it all centered around the sacrament anointing of the sick, and I was very much spiritually sick at that time in my life, and I went up for the laying on of hands and the anointing of the sick, and even by his own preaching, I very much came to know Christ, and it left me with a question, and the question was, David, now that you know I exist, and now that you know I love you, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? And I just couldn't really get away from that question. As I went back to some of the friendships I was in that were not holy and good and true, and as I started looking forward to my future, I just kept running into that question. And ultimately, that question led me into the seminary. This is what I want to do with the rest of my life, Lord. I want to serve you.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about in especially as we're here at your parish, and is kind of the ongoing conversion in the life of a priest. You know, I think, I mean, I know it as a priest, but I think
maybe a lot your average Catholic might not realize that, but you know, priests undergo conversion throughout their priesthood. You know, just because they're ordained doesn't mean that this sort of re-encountering Christ and growing in the faith. And I just wondered, in the life of your own priesthood, if you've seen points of renewal.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just once, but multiple times. And most recently here at St. Francis, because the parish is going through a renewal. I'm going for that same renewal. And I don't know if the chicken came before the egg or the egg before the chicken. But, you know, the gist of it is that when I got assigned here 4 years ago, and this is no secret, you know, the parish was in a bad way. There wasn't a lot of faith formation going on for adults, for instance. And we had our fair share of financial problems and just a host of problems, really. And good parish, good people, generations of families. So a lot of pluses, but just a parish that, and for whatever reasons, and however many years it had been going on, wasn't really fully engaged in the life of the faith life, right? So when I encountered that brokenness, it got into me. That brokenness got into me, and it broke me, you know, because I'm kind of the Mr. Fix-It, at least, I mean, that's my personality, and always has been. So when I came here, I immediately wanted, you know, to fix the faith. I immediately wanted to fix the finances. I immediately wanted to grow the staff. I immediately wanted to, you know, address the issues with outreach to the poor and so on. And when you just keep taking on to yourself, you know, We can do this as priests. We can do this as parents. Is we take on kind of a messiah complex, you know, and I'm here to save the people, right? So that's kind of what I fell into, and it really almost burned me out, you know, to be honest. And several things happened that the Lord helped me, but in the end, what I learned was that God didn't send me, Father Dave Sizemore, to save a parish. He sent me here to St. Francis to save me, you know. And then in saving me, I was so much better able to do what I can as a parish priest to help the parishioners here. And so that, in a very real way, was another conversion experience for me, because what it ended up doing is that it, in the brokenness I encountered, And then the brokenness I encountered in myself, and unearthed wounds in me that go all the way back to my father and growing up in my family. And, you know, through Dr. Bob Schutz, who I reached out to and did this beautiful priesthood retreat called Holy Desire Priesthood, it was the beginning of a new conversion, a new season of my life, where I called out to God and said, save me, you know, because I'm trying to do this on my own, and you sent me here to do this following you, not to get out in front of you. So when I finally got behind Christ again and tried, and instead of trying to get in front of him, is when I fell in love with him again. I became a follower of his again, rather than trying to be a leader. I think the best leaders are the followers, you know, and that's certainly the case for us as Christians. So it really has changed my priesthood yet again, and I find myself all the more in love with Jesus in ways that I have never been as a priest, because of what he did in this stage of my life to save me, to rescue me, and then to call me as a priest and a father to help others.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Father, as you know, there's so often talk about the vision, a vision for a parish or a pastor's vision, and we know that pastors are different. Ultimately, hopefully, their vision is based on the Lord's vision, you know, and in sync with that. Is there kind of a vision that you think the Lord has placed for this parish?
Yeah, absolutely. And we started discerning that very early on, and I use we because I don't do anything now without, you know, a group of people, right? God's people. So discerning that with our senior leadership team, our SLT, some of our other staff, and just other leaders in the parish, that we early on just started getting together and praying for, what is it that you want to do here, Lord? You know, after I learned initially that it's not my plan and it's not my work, it's your work, God. So that vision is to make disciples and disciple makers. And where we've discerned it's come from is right from the scriptures, the Great Commandment and the Great Commission. The Great Commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And then to love others the way that you love yourself, you know. So that's a Great Commandment. And that's then us becoming disciples. And then the second part is to become disciple makers. And that's the Great Commission. Go out into all the earth and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and reminding them of all that I've taught you, you know. So when you put those two together, it really condenses down into just that one mission statement, and that is to make disciples, for us to become disciples, allow the Lord to make disciples here, and then to give them a variety of experiences and equipment and empowerment to go out and to become disciple makers.
Excellent. Well, Father, thank you so much for having us here. And as we conclude, let's conclude with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we just ask that you open our hearts to hear the voice of the Lord and his guidance for us and his vision for our lives. Form us as your disciples and as disciple makers. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship on location here at St. Francis de Sales in Newark. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today has been Father Dave Sizemore, the pastor. God bless, and until next time, peace and all good.